not the space he needs. He's even having a bounce. And then passing it to the top of the square, extravagant. The team first from Charlie. McStay says, thank you very much. It's almost job done.
Well, it was job done in the end by the Brisbane Lions yesterday at Skilled Stadium, whatever it's called up there. What's it called? Giant Stadium these days. They've named it after themselves. 20-point winners they were, the Brisbane Lions, and now they are in the top four after 16 rounds of the AFL. And it is all team first, as Anthony Hudson said on Fox Footy yesterday, and it would please, no doubt, the coach, Chris Fagan, who joins us on the Breakfast Club. Fags, good morning.
Morning, Half. How are you, mate?
Going very well, thank you. Appreciate your time on a Monday morning. That commentary from Hutto was, I think, from my watching of Brisbane this year, sums it up. Team first seems to be the way you've gone about this building this team, and it's succeeding magnificently. Is that somewhere along the lines of what you've tried to build?
Yeah, we've been trying to do that for the last 2.5 years. Just takes time for the connection and the synergy to come, and for the players to probably realise that if you want to be successful, it's all about playing as one. I think, you know, early days when I arrived in Brisbane, because the club had been struggling a bit, I think there was more of an attitude of every man for himself, and it's taken a little bit of time for that to change, and, you know, credit to the players for that. And some of the guys that we've brought in have really been good teachers of that mantra as well, guys like Hodgie and Lachie Neal, who have been involved in successful teams.
Is that as satisfying a victory from a coaching perspective as you've had at Brisbane? I mean, that's a huge performance to go to the Giant Stadium and beat them on the home turf, and really, at no stage, look headed.
Yeah, it was pretty pleasing. I was trying to think back last night in my time at Hawthorn whether we actually won there. I think early days we played GWS down in Melbourne or in Launceston, and then later on we played them up there, and I don't think we were able to get a victory. So, given their record this year, their average winning margin, I think, at that ground has been 74 points. I thought it was a terrific effort by our players to actually go there with a strong mindset and belief that they could do it, and then to get the job done.
Yeah, Fags, what's the challenge now? You're obviously up in Queensland. You're a bit out of sight, out of mind. But particularly here in Melbourne, there is a lot of talk about Brisbane, and now going into the top four, what's the challenge for you and the playing group just moving forward with the progress you've made this year?
I think right now it's just keeping our heads down and working hard. I mean, there's a lot of talk now about, you're going to make finals. And, you know, I think I've been asked that question in every single press conference I've done for the last 6 weeks. And it's sort of like, well, you need to win 13 games, history says, and we've won 10. And, you know, we look at our draw and we play North Melbourne and we play Brisbane and we play Port Adelaide over there next week and Richmond and Geelong. So we haven't got an easy run home. And so for us, just the key thing is just to keep our heads down and keep working hard and keep doing the things that we're doing. And hopefully that'll be good enough for us to, at some point in time, be able to say we're there. But I think the way the competition is this year, it's so even, you can't afford to get ahead of yourself or start to think that you're better than you are. You've just got to keep working hard.
Chris, one of the real features of watching Brisbane play last night was just how hard you were to play against. I think we all associate Brisbane with a team that can score 100 points most games they play, but you were tough. You were uncompromising in the contest. It was like war out there, and you were winning the war.
Yeah, I think we've worked hard to improve our contested ball. It was an area that Brisbane Footy Club's been down for probably since that golden era. I think the last 10 years have been a pretty poor contested ball side. So over the last 2.5 years, we've worked harder to get better at it. That's on the track and the players that we've recruited in. And last night was a good test of that. And I think, to be honest, like, I think we got beaten up pretty badly by Collingwood in round 5, and we had a pretty good look at ourselves after that game. I think we had a 10-day break because it was a Thursday night game. And since that point in time, I think defensively we've become much better as well. I think we're averaging about 73, 74 points against, which is a long way from where it was two or three years ago, which I think was about 130 points. So the focus on contested ball and the focus on team defence is working for us.
Have you changed at all your expectations on this team? And the reason I ask that question is when you sit on the bench and, you know, for a while there you were quite relaxed in the way that you were there. Just a perception from the outside. But even just watching you the last month, you seem to be not so much grumpy, but you seem your expectations are getting a bit higher, and that you're wanting perfection out there as a coach.
Yeah, it's probably more the players driving me. I think they're the ones that have started to believe in themselves a bit, and they're expecting more of themselves, and you know, get really disappointed when they don't deliver. The Carlton loss just before our bye really stung the group, and you know, we haven't lost since. And it was in a funny sort of a way. That was great for us.
Yep.
But I think if you want to be an excellent side, it's got to be the players driving those standards, and more the coaches facilitating that. So I'm probably just a reflection of the playing group in a sense.
I was going to ask you about that Carlton loss, because the form since then has been magnificent, and the timing of that loss. Because sometimes in the wash of an AFL season, when there's no break and you just got to go week to week, phase, you probably don't get the chance to really forensically analyse and dissect losses and wins like you do when there's a bye. Did you get that chance to do that and identify a few things that you have rectified since that time?
Yeah, it was a couple of times after the Collingwood loss in round five. We played a Thursday night, so we had a 10-day break. We did it then, and yes, we did it after the Carlton loss. We probably didn't get so much out of the Carlton loss in the sense that I thought that week of training we were starting to look like a bit tired. There were a lot of guys getting pulled out of drills on the Thursday prior to that game, which is the first time I'd seen that all season. We started well on that game, and then we fell away in the second half, and our GPS, which is normally strong in second halves, was as poor as it's ever been. So to some degree, we looked at that and said, well, probably the group was a little bit tired. We'll give them that one. We'll give them the opportunity to bounce back, and we just really refreshed with our players, you know, what the things that we do when we play well, and we've tried to bring that since the bye. So 3 out of 3 is good result, but more work to do.
Can I ask you about, everyone's talked about Lachie Neale and the impact he's had, and it's been profound and quite evident for anyone that's watched Brisbane Lions throughout the season. But Link McCarthy is one I'm keen to talk to you about. What were you expecting when you were able to get him to your football club? Did you expect him to have the level of influence that he has had this year? I think he's been quite terrific.
Yeah, we thought that if we could get his body right, he had a lot to offer. And I know Geelong were very reluctant to let him go, but he'd been there for 7 years and he just had so many injuries. And I think all parties agreed it was an opportunity for him to try and get a fresh start. So if you watch some of his senior games at Geelong, you knew he was a really good player, just needed some continuity. And fortunately, he's been able to get that, touch wood, so far. He's just a good footballer. You know, he's got speed, he's tough, he reads the play well, he can score goals, he can set goals up, and yesterday he played a lot more time in the midfield, so, you know, it's good to be able to add him in there, and, you know, he's a well-liked person around the club. He's a great mate of Lachie Neale, so that was a good thing as well. They sort of come up, raised together in Bordertown, so made a lot of sense for us, and fortunately it's worked out so far. I'm really pleased for him, because his AFL career has been very frustrating to this point, and now he's starting to get a little bit of reward.
Just with your game plan, Fags, and more offence, so that you were, like, I think you're in the top three in short kicks last year, but just a slight tweak in game plan, and is it more that you're just kind of evolving with the rest of the competition, or is this just a plan thing to this year to change things up a little bit?
Yeah, Brendan, when we look back on last year and thought that we probably over-switched the ball and it contributed too much to some of our turnovers, which we got scored heavily against. So we just made a decision this year that we would reduce the number of switches that we would do. And that doesn't mean we don't, but we just don't do it anywhere near as much as we used to. And we probably take less risk with the footy, and we're a little bit more predictable to each other than what we were when we were just sort of kicking the ball around like that. So seems to have worked okay for this group to this point in time.
Now, you were asked about Lincoln McCarthy by half before. I want to ask you about Dane Zorko. We chat to him every second week here. He's part of our team, essentially. For some reason, I just don't think he gets the credit he deserves away from the footy club. I mean, statistically, he's off the charts. But and the reward he's going to hopefully get this year and beyond to be part of a good team. How special is that for you as his coach that he's starting to get that reward now from a team point of view?
Oh, I think it's great for Dane. I mean, he's leading the team so well at the moment. And why we like him as our leader is because he's so good at all those 1% of things. You know, he's probably the best pressure player in the competition. So to have that guy as your captain is pretty fantastic. He's been through some tough times at Brisbane, and I reckon there were moments when he perhaps thought that he'd just played a team like that for all of his career and not be a chance to play finals. And now that sort of is some sort of a chance for us, I think that's really exciting and rewarding for him. He's grown as a person in the captaincy role. He's probably a bit like the other boys when we all first turned up together, that they are in survival mode and just trying to play as good a footy as they could from an individual perspective. But now there's no greater team orientated person than Zorks, and I think the whole footy world's starting to realise what a good player he is.
Well, what they're doing at the moment is realising how good a team you are, the Brisbane Lions. Top four at the moment, head to Port Adelaide on Sunday to take them on in round 17 action. It's going to be a very interesting affair, the way they play and the way you are playing at the moment, Fags. It's going to be good footy to watch, I reckon. We appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck this week in the build-up to the game against the Power.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks, boys.